Title: Dubwise Drop Glue Tutorial for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School D&B Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. Today we're going deep on drop glue for Dubwise Jungle and Old School D&B in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in the arrangement view like grown-ups. The goal is that smoky warehouse feeling. Everything sounds like it's happening in one space, on one system, with that gritty midrange fog, but the drums still punch, the snare still barks, and the sub stays controlled. This is advanced, but it's not complicated for the sake of it. The main idea is simple. Glue is mostly arrangement plus shared space. Processing is the reinforcement, not the foundation. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar drop that hits instantly, doesn't feel disconnected from the intro, and has that classic dub air without washing your drums into soup. Let's set the vibe. Tempo around 172 BPM, minor key, rolling subs, gritty stabs, and edits that speak jungle. Step 0. Session setup. Fast, but it matters. Set your project tempo to 172. Now, groove. I want you to load a subtle swing from the groove pool, something like MPC 16 Swing 55. But here's the discipline. Apply it at like 10 to 20%, and only to your top break. Not your kick. Not your sub. The reason is you want that human roll on the hats and ghost notes, but you need the low end to stay surgical and predictable. Now step 1. Build glue groups. This is arrangement first routing, and it's one of the biggest pro moves you can make in live. Make 4 groups or buses. Drums bus with all drum tracks in it. Music bus with stabs, pads, riffs, effects, vocals. Bass bus with sub and any mid-bass layers. And then a drop bus that takes drums, music, and bass together. Keep the intro separate if you want, but the drop should have its own world. And do yourself a favor, color code these, and keep your drop as one clean 32-bar block in arrangement so your automation lanes read like a story instead of spaghetti. Now step 2, share dub space. This is the glue engine. To return tracks, everything shares them, and that's how you get same warehouse instantly. Return A is your dub room. Short, gritty, controlled. Put hybrid reverb on it. Use a convolution plus algorithm mode if you can. Choose a small room or a warehouse impulse. Keep the decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds and set pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Pre-delay is key. It lets the initial hit stay punchy, and the room sits behind it like smoke. After the reverb, EQ 8. High pass around 180 to 250 Hz, fairly steep. If the room is getting edgy, dip a little around 2 to 4K. Then a saturator after the EQ. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip-on. Then utility to control width. Maybe 80 to 110%. We want wide-ish atmosphere, but not a smeary mess. What gets sent to return A? Snares, hats, stabs lightly. Your kick and sub stay mostly dry. That's a rule unless you really know why you're breaking it. Return B is your dub echo. This is rhythmic glue. Drop echo on it. Sync on. Try 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300. Low pass around 6 to 8K. So the repeats sit in the back and don't compete with the snare crack. Add a tiny bit of modulation, and yes, you can add a touch of noise if it fits the vibe. After echo, add roar gently, or saturator if you want it simpler, then EQA to notch any whistling resonances. If you want movement, add subtle auto pan, slow rate, burly there. What gets sent to return B? Stabs, vocal shots, percussion hits, and you're going to automate these sends for dub throws. Think of return B like an instrument you play with automation, not a static effect. Quick coach note here, glue is mostly continuity of cues. If every 8 bars introduces a new reverb, a new delay, a new distortion flavor, you don't get a warehouse, you get a collage. Pick 2 or 3 recurring cues and let them repeat across phrases. The room tail, the echo rhythm, and one consistent dirt fingerprint. That's your world. Step 3. Drum drop glue. Layer and phrase like jungle. You want A and B layers. An Amen-style top break and a modern punch layer. Typical stack looks like this. One track is your Amen or top break. High passed so it's mostly character and snap. A second break for texture, maybe crunchy and room Y. Then clean kick hits. Clean snare or clap layer. And rides, cats, extra percussion. Now arrangement. Jungle is sentences. 8-bar sentences. Bars 1 to 8. Statement. Keep it more direct. Fewer fills. Bars 9 to 16. Add ghost notes. Add shuffles. Maybe bring in the second break a little more. Bars 15 to 16. Classic pre-phrase fill. Reverse snare. Tom run, 1/16 stutter, something that says new section incoming. Now on the drums bus, We're going for glue but punch, not flattening. Dart with EQ8, high pass 25 to 35 HC to clean rumble. If it's boxy, a small cut around 250 to 400, but only if you actually hear the box. Then glue compressor, attack around 10 ms so transients breathe, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Soft clip on. That soft clip is extremely helpful for jungle drums, because it catches spikes without you having to smash the life out of the brake. Then drum bus. Drive 2 to 6. Crunch subtle. Boom off and off for jungle were super controlled. Damp to taste. And here's an advanced brake glue tip that most people skip. Phase and micro timing. If you're stacking breaks and clean hits, spend 10 minutes nudging track delay by plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds on one break, and listen to what happens to the snare weight. For layered snares, try utility phase invert on one layer if it feels hollow. And for single hits in simpler or sampler, adjust start offset so the transient spikes align. This is glue before compression even touches the audio. Step 4. Bass glue. Stable sub plus character mid, with dub gaps. This is where advanced drops separate themselves. Heavy doesn't mean constant. Heavy means predictable low end and intentional space. Sub track first. Operator or wave eatable, sine or triangle, mono. Put utility on it. Width at 0%. Set gain so it's stable. Now sidechain it to the kick with Ableton compressor. Ratio 4:1. Attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds. Tune that release to the groove. You're not just ducking, you're shaping the roll. Coach note, make your low end predictable without sounding static. Keep your sub note lengths similar within a phrase. Put the wildness in mid bass and effects. And if one sub note is randomly louder, don't reach for more compression first. Use clip gain and normalize the phrase manually, then let sidechain do its job evenly. Mid bass, this is your Reese or dirty layer. I pass it around 90 to 140, so it never argues with the sub. Watch the 200 to 350 mud zone. Use roar for character. Use auto filter for slight movement if needed. Now the dubwise trick, intentional holes. Let the bass play less in bars 1 and 2 than you think. Let the drums introduce the drop. Add an eighth note or quarter note arrest before key snare hits sometimes. And in bar 4 or bar 8, write an answer phrase, like the bass responds to a stab. That call and response is glue, because the listener hears a conversation, not two loops fighting. Step 5. Drop impact language. This is the blue moment. A warehouse drop lives and dies by bar 1. You need a clean landing stack. On the downbeat, keep it confident. Kick, and then snare on 2, or however your pattern is set. But the point is the main hits are clean. Add one impact. 1. A sub drop or a short verb hit. Not 12 cinematic booms. Then make sure the snare and one stab have a tiny room tail from return A. Here's a super Ableton specific move. Make an audio track called Drop Print FX. Resample your return B echo throw into audio. Then you can cut it precisely so the tail pulls you into bar 1, without having a live delay feedback tail messing up your clarity after the drop hits. Printing is control. Printing is confidence. Now automation, but micro, not messy. On Music Boss, automate an auto filter or EQ. In the bars leading into the drop, open the low pass from maybe 1 or 2K up to 12 or 16K. And on the last stab before the drop, push the return B send hard for a moment, like to minus 6 to minus 3 dB, then pull it back immediately after landing. Rule: big gestures happen before the drop. After the drop lands, keep it stable. Stability is part of what makes it feel heavy. Advanced variation idea you can try once the basic version works. The dub pre-echo. Make the echo throw happen one beat earlier than expected so the echo becomes the pickup into the next bar. Keep the dry stab quieter and let the echo lead the ear. That's classic dub psychology. Step 6. The drop bus glue chain. This is the final binder, and we're keeping it gentle. On drop bus, EQ8 first. Gentle cleanup. High pass 20 to 25 HE. Tiny dip if it's harsh around 3 to 5K, but keep it subtle. Then glue compressor. Attack 30 ms for punch, release auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for about 0.5 to 2 dB of gain reduction on average. If you're doing 4, 5, 6 dB, you're probably turning your drop into cardboard. Then saturator, drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Then a limiter as safety while you're producing, sealing around minus 0.8. Do not slam it. This is not mastering, it's just to catch accidents while you're building. Listen carefully here. You're listening for one machine is playing it. If your snare loses bite, back off the bus compression, or slightly adjust the attack. Don't compensate by turning the snare up 6 dB. Fix the glue, not the fader. Now step 7. Classic jungle arrangement glue for 32 bars. This is where the hypnosis comes from. Bars 1 to 8. Full drums. Substable. Stab sparing. Pull and response. Bars 9 to 16. Add extra percussion or the second break quietly. 1 or 2 dub echo throws. Small variation in bass rhythm. Bars 17 to 24. Switch up. Drop the kick for 1 bar, or remove a break layer for 1 bar. Create headroom. Add a vocal chop or siren hit. Short. Not constant. Bars 25 to 32. Bring full energy back. And at bar 31 to 32, add a signature fill to transition out. Snare rush. Tape stop style edit. Or filtered break moment. A workflow move that works every time. Duplicate the first 16 bars, then edit subtractively for the switch up. Jungle thrives on edits more than new sounds. You don't need new samples, you need better decisions. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid them in 5 seconds, instead of learning them the hard way. Number 1. Reverb on kick and sub. Instant mud. Keep low and dry. Number 2. Overgluing with compression. Your breaks lose snap and feel flat. Small gain reduction. That transients live. Number 3. Too many spaces. If every track has its own reverb, it sounds like a collage. Use shared returns. Number 4. Bass fights the snare, usually in that 200 to 350 area. Carve the mid-bass. Keep snares bright and forward. Number 5. No phrasing. A 32-bar loop with no sentences sounds like a demo. Build 8-bar ideas with edits. Now some darker, heavier DNB Pro tips that still apply to jungle.